Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. In this short recording, you're going to hear from the world's number one HMA marketing consultant. His name is David Flannery, and he's out of Ireland. And this is a story about how he was able to set up several joint ventures to create a huge waiting list for his HMA marketing consulting business. He'll tell you every step of the way, exactly how he did it, how much he was willing to pay, and you'll hear the results. He had phenomenal results in these joint ventures, and I hope they stimulate you and give you ideas to set up and establish and promote your own joint venture deals to refer business to you. Let's get going. Tell me your philosophy on joint ventures, and how did you use a joint venture to get clients for your HMA marketing consulting practice?
My philosophy on joint ventures is risk reversal. You have to show that they are assuming absolutely no risk, and everything they get is upfront. What you have to understand is when you approach business, the person you're approaching probably won't have a clue of what you're talking about. Like, joint ventures is high-octane business, and a lot of people don't understand it. So what you have to do is reverse the risk, take it all upon yourself, and look like you're taking the risk upon yourself. I'll just go through exactly what I did to set up my joint ventures. The first thing I wanted to do was find out what companies have the same client base that I'm looking for. So basically what I did is I went to my local Golden Pages, I think there'd be Seattle Pages in the US, and I just looked in the Golden Pages and just went down websites, accountants, solicitors, and just looked and took the numbers out and rang them. Now, the one thing is, I've got joint ventures with websites, solicitors, and accountants. And I've got two website designers, four accountants, and two solicitors. What you have to understand is, to get those, I went to 12 website designers, I went to 14 accountants, and I went to 10 solicitors.
When you say you went to them, tell me specifically, how did you go to them? What did you do?
What I did was, I got their name and address, and I sent a JV proposal letter, setting out the terms of what I was intending to do. I gave them a call about 2 days later, and asked for a meeting, went into the meeting and explained again what I wanted to do with them. Now, the thing about it is, again, what you have to understand is these people didn't understand what was going on. As you know, I'm big on educating the client, I'm big on educating everybody, and everybody who comes in contact with me. So it was the first time I'd done this, so it was probably just the way I articulated myself. And again, I kind of count myself lucky that I got two web designers, four accountants, and two solicitors out of that. My point is, don't expect everybody you go to understand what you're talking about and get on board.
So what was your proposition?
My proposition was, they send an endorsement letter that was written by me to their client base, introducing my services to their clients. If any one of their clients became my client, they got 10% of the first project fee, which is €350. And that's it. My JV partners have complete control of their list. I don't have their names, I don't have their addresses until they come to me for an op analysis.
Who pays for the mailing?
I pay for everything. I pay for the stamps, I pay for the printing, I pay for the postage.
Do you get the printing and everything done?
And everything done.
Okay. So they keep control over their names, but you get everything else ready.
Correct. I write the letter. They have editorial control over it, so they see it before it's posted. They post the letters out, and then their clients contact them, my JV partner. My JV partner contacts me to set up a meeting. So I do an op analysis with the client, and if the client becomes a client of mine there and then, I get that person to ring my JV partner to confirm that they're a client. So my JV partner knows then what he's owed in money. So he has complete control. If the person doesn't ring my JV partner has the option of ringing that person anytime he wants and finding out exactly what happened. It's all about trust. There's no risk involved in my JV partner. There's no cost involved. So it's all profit for him. He gets €350 for just introducing me to somebody.
Were the letters that you wrote right out of the manual?
Yeah, just kind of personalized.
Give me some examples. How many did they send out?
The website designer sent out 150. The accountant sent out 95. And the solicitors, I think, sent out 54 or 55.
So it wasn't that many.
Not many at all. I'd actually forgotten I'd set up the JV.
Who did the calls come into?
The calls came to my JV partner. I don't control the calls. What happens is, let's take an example. Let's say the website designer mailed out his mailing list, our client base, and a client of that website designer wanted to avail of my services or get a free op analysis. He called the website designer, and the website designer called me. There's no direct connection between me and the client until after I do the op analysis. The reason I do that is because it lets the website designer know how many of his clients are coming to me. And the reason I get the clients after the op analysis to ring the JV partner, the website designer, is so he can keep a count of how many of his clients become mine, because that's how he gets paid. So again, it's trust. Like, he can't come back and say, well, look, you had 10 of my clients come over to you, when he's keeping control of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, was the website designer pleasantly surprised that so many of his clients called him about consulting? Was he surprised how effective the joint venture went?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he got $3,500 for nothing.
Okay, so when they called, they were responding to the offer from the HMA stuff that you would do a free opportunity analysis.
Correct.
So you scheduled it, and you met with them, and you closed them.
Exactly. And then right after close, they got on the phone to my JV partner, let's say the website designer, thanking him, and just to say that we had a good offer analysis and that he'd become my client.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Okay, now for the HMA consultants, I want you to do a comparative of the positioning compared to your joint venture opportunity analysis compared to one that was done cold, like from your previous ones that you just met people. Was it a stronger, easier close?
Easier close. I mean, the trust barrier was broken because of the referral. The fact that the person who had told them, let's say the website designer, the fact that they were already a trusted client of the website designer, and it was the website designer who was endorsing me, I didn't have to break the trust barrier. It was already broken because of my alliance with somebody that I'd already done business with and obviously had good relations with.
So doing it all over again, wouldn't you have rather gotten all your clients this way?
Definitely.
So what would you tell a new consultant who's ready to go get names from the mailing list and call cold?
No.
That's the hardest way you could ever do it.
What you want to do is get into your chamber of commerce, get on the speaking list, because once you're on the speaker's list and you're speaking in front of, you have a perceived tone of authority that gets over the trust barrier. Once these people have you in a situation where you're up on the stage, it gives you a tone of authority, and that kind of overcomes the trust barrier. And also then, joint ventures, strategic alliances, there's a way to go. The only thing about it is you have to explain it, you have to educate the client about it, or your JV partner about it, or your prospective JV partner, you have to educate them, because a lot of them won't understand what you're talking about. You have to put it in simple language, and put it in terms that they can understand, and also risk reversal, and make sure that they are in complete control of their client list. If they don't have complete control of their client list, they won't do it for you. If they don't feel like they're in control, forget about it. Put it this way, I don't get a referral from the JV partner unless it comes through him. One of their clients will never ring me cold, ever.
How many people did you get to endorse you?
4 website designers, 2 accountants, and 2 solicitors.
Okay, so all those joint ventures done, or are there calls still coming in?
There's calls still coming in, but I can't take any more on.
So how many did those joint ventures, how many new clients, separate from the initial 17 that you got over the holidays?
16 that I have on the waiting list, but still more calls coming, but I've had to suspend them, so I've probably had about 22 calls.
So I'm sure you're thinking with all these clients on the waiting list, you're now trying to streamline and get through the system working with your clients as fast as possible because there's money waiting. What are some solutions that you're learning and that you found to really streamline this process, to use your time the most efficiently, because literally time is money for you now?
Planning. Just sit down at the end of the day and plan the next day and stick to the plan. And don't be thinking about doing something you're not supposed to be doing. Just keep your head down and keep going. Like I said, next year I won't be taking half as many on. I don't think I'll go over 10 or 12 because it is a lot of work.
All right, so we talked about this before. When demand goes up, price goes up. Have you considered increasing the price?
Oh, yeah. The price is going to go up, plus there's going to be a contingency factor, probably 15% of the increased profit, maybe even 20% plus the fees. But that's definitely going to happen because at the moment I'm just swamped.
So right now, how's everything going with your clients? Everyone's still on board? No buyer's remorse?
No. Well, apart from the two I had to jettison, but that was my call. But, I mean, no. So far, so good, anyway.
Are you learning a lot about these businesses?
Oh, my God, yeah. I can see where J. Abraham said, like, getting inside other people's heads and getting inside other people's business and see how they're run and applying it. I can see, like, over 30 years that he was doing it, I can see where he goes off on tangents. I can see why he does that. Like, you learn so much just from listening to people and other people's customers. I found it very hard to take in the first time I was listening to one of his seminars, and I kind of thought, oh my God, how did you take all that in? You just learn so much. You just become a sponge.
How much longer will it be until you're caught up with most of the USPs and then you're planning on the integration process?
Another 3 days, I'm going to be into Project 2 on most of them, and then the actual 2 I took on from the waiting list, I'm just on Step 2 of Project 1 with them.
How are you organizing all your clients? Do you have a notebook or a system? Can you explain your organization?
I have a huge wall chart.
A wall chart?
Yeah.
Is this at a paper or a whiteboard?
One of the paper charts. And I just have their names and when I'm meeting them and when they're expecting phone calls from me. And if I ever lost that chart, I think I'd just die because my life is on that for the next year.
Now, what about your notes? You have a folder for each client?
A folder for each client and a file for each client. And every contact I make, every recommendation I make goes into the files. I'm very meticulous at that, but you have to be. Especially when you're taking on this many people. Like I said, I wouldn't recommend anybody do this. I won't be doing it again next year.
And you're a single guy. You're not married with kids. And
oh,
so you've got full time.
And I'm full time. Somebody was married with kids, there's no way they could do what I'm trying to do. I'll get through it because of the fact that I'm single. Like I said, I won't be doing this next year. It was very ambitious of me to do what I did. But it's all a learning experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd be better for it. If I can handle 17 this time, I'll just breeze through 10 or 12. But the thing about it is, I'll put my prices up so I won't lose any value. I'll probably add a couple of percentage points on while I'm doing it on the end.
Very good. Do you see some potential contingency deals? Have you uncovered some real good potential opportunities down the road that you could offer contingency deals in trade for project work?
I haven't even thought like that, to be honest with you. I'm just so swamped to getting through what I have to get through here. I'm not actually thinking like that at the moment. I can see where you're coming from. It's just that my mindset isn't there at the moment. I'm just focused on providing a good and noble service to my clients at the moment. I'm trying not to be self-serving, you know. But yes, definitely. Like, I'm sure there is, and I'm sure the flying past me over my head, and I'm just not noticing it, you know.
That's the end of this short recording with Dave Flannery. I hope this has been helpful and encourages you to set up your own joint venture. If you go back to my site and in the products page along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at harddefinedseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. Cheers.